Hello, listeners of ACIB English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
This is Jerry.
前几天呢，我问 Jerry 有没有在 podcast 里特别想聊的话题。那 Jerry 呢，第一个就说，哎，元宇宙 ，Metaverse， 也就是虚拟世界。
Yes, this was actually the first topic that I really wanted to talk about with ACIB when I was offered this opportunity. I am so excited to talk about Metaverse today.
对 ,Jerry 呢本身是在美国学数学和经济双专业并且呢在美国的投资银行工作过所以呢能够切身的感受到现在这个 Metaverse 在国际上起码在美国哈是特别前沿并且风头特别盛的一个事儿。
Absolutely. It's huge right now in the United States.
那这个 Metaverse, 这个元宇宙到底有多Huge, yeah.
偏偏、did you know that Facebook now changed its company name?
Facebook 改名了吗?
Facebook now changed its company name to Meta.
Meta, 哦是吗? Facebook 公司已经改名成了元宇宙 Metaverse 的前四个字母就是 M-E-T-A.、Seriously, 真的吗?
Yeah, it was aiming to represent a shift from a 68,000 person social networking company.That it was、
yeah.
to a company that focuses on engineering metaverse、oh. and it's going to hire around 10,000 new jobs related to metaverse within 5 years.
Wow, 这是一个 huge shift, 巨大的转变哈 Facebook 啊现在应该叫这个 Meta 了哈那 Meta 呢、想在五年内从这个 social networking company 社交网络公司转变为一个 focuses on engineering metaverse 致力于搭建元宇宙的新型公司而且呢会提供一万个与虚拟世界相关的新的工作岗位我只想说 capital wow
yeah and meta said it would invest $10 billion in building its metaverse just in 2021
wow要在虚拟世界方面呢要投资 invest $10 billion, 100个亿啊扎克伯格是不是有点 too ambitious?
Yes and no. This is not just the project that Facebook is attempting.、All major tech companies are looking into metaverse as the future.
还有哪些 major tech companies 科技巨头也下水了呢
Microsoft also recently purchased a game development company called Blizzard.To further work on building its metaverse.
哦，微软 Microsoft 也收购了一家游戏制作公司，用来构建它的 metaverse 虚拟世界。
Yep, and Apple as well. Apple CEO Tim Cook also recently mentioned how he sees a lot of potential in the metaverse.
苹果也表示看到了这个 metaverse 元宇宙的 a lot of potential 巨大潜力。
People portray metaverse as the future.Of internet.
Wow, future of internet. 那这个 metaverse 到底是什么呢？这个元宇宙为什么会引无数科技大佬竞折腰呢？
And to begin with, let's start with a few questions. Do you believe that we will eventually build flying cars?
Flying cars? 我觉得不可能吧，会造出这种会飞的汽车。
What about a magic potion that enables me to fly?
也不可能
If anything can become true, what would you want, 偏偏
If anything can become true, 我想要癌症能得到治疗还想要星际旅行哦，对了我最想的是时光穿梭比如说见证秦始皇统一天下我还想见见四大圣哲比如说孔子啊苏格拉底啊耶稣啊释迦牟尼我还想要见到故去的亲人他们在哪里生活但是我知道这些都是 This can never become true
Yes, there are constraints in reality and it is not soSo easy to build a flying car, perhaps simply due to the law of physics.
Exactly. 物理定律不允许哈。
But a metaverse is a network of 3D virtual worlds. And the main point is that in these worlds, anything is possible.
Metaverse 就是一个 3D virtual worlds, 虚拟世界。所以呢虽然是虚拟的但一切都很真实对吧
Maybe it is impossible for me to fly across the sky here on Earth.But I can definitely code and grant myself to fly around in a metaverse.
That is awesome. 太赞了吧。
Once again, anything is possible. And this is why metaverse is attracting so much attention and potential.
我都很兴奋。元宇宙能够让想象变成某种意义上的现实。
Metaverse enables us to turn our imagination into perhaps not a real reality, but a virtual reality.
Yeah.
You can create a new self, a new identity.
Sounds so attracting. 哎，在这个 virtual reality, 这个虚拟现实当中，我们可以拥有一个新的 identity, 身份。这些都是真的存在吗？就是 ordinary person, 就普通人会玩这个吗？
Mm-hmm. There are already platforms that enables us to do so.、There is this game called Roblox.
Roblox, 就是那个美国小孩都在玩那个 Roblox 嘛。
And its popularity is crazy.、Over half of US kids under age 16 played Roblox in 2020.
是吧？那这个 Roblox 是一个游戏吗？它和这个 Metaverse 有什么关系呢？
It's interesting because Roblox is not a game.
不是一个游戏吗？
So it's more like a platform or a place.Where people play games made by one another. So everyone can create and become a character, jumping around different games or different worlds or different metaverses.
Jerry, 咱们上次聊的时候吧，你提过一些这种 major technic companies, 科技巨头呢在努力建造虚拟世界哈。但是像 Gucci 之类的一些时尚品牌呢都开始做这个虚拟世界里的服装和包包了哈，而且卖的还特别好。我就觉得听起来特别的 unbelievable、yeah. 就是匪夷所思哈。进入虚拟世界这个 metaverse 之后呢，好像真的在生活一样啊。
Exactly.、As big tech companies are trying to create metaverse,、the next question that comes up is, how do we live in metaverse?
yeah.
And what money do I use?
Sure.
What clothes do I wear?
对啊，穿什么呢？然后用什么钱呢？对不对？
Yeah. So this is where cryptocurrency and NFTs come in.
啊，这就是在 Metaverse 元宇宙里面行走江湖必备的两样东西。Cryptocurrency 我知道，就是加密货币，比如说这个比特币就是其中一种，对吧？
Yep. Cryptocurrency must be familiar to a lot of investors due to the popularity of bitcoins.
Bitcoins. 哎，很多人投资这个。Bitcoins, 就是比特币哈，感觉好像比较 risky 啊。
Oh, it is very risky. But Bitcoin is not just a risky investment. These cryptocurrencies are being implemented to buy objects in the metaverse.
哦，也就是这些东西，比特币什么之类的，在这个 metaverse 里面是的确是真的能买东西的哈。就是说我明白了，这个 cryptocurrency 就是加密货币。是用来在 Metaverse 里面买东西的是属于流通货币对吧
yep,
到哪里都需要钱哈就跟游戏币似的
Yeah, and there are hundreds of different types of cryptocurrencies、Bitcoin, Ethereum, Tether, BNB, and etc
我明白了 Cryptocurrency 相当于现实世界里的钱的这个概念那比特币呢、就像是美元呀人民币呀只是其中的一种对吧哎，那你刚才提到的这个 NFTs 呢？那是什么呢
？NFT stand for non-fungible tokens.
这是什么呢
？NFTs is for the fashion lovers listening to our podcast. do you like Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Prada, and Adidas?
fashion lovers, 时尚达人们都喜欢呀、啊，这些品牌。
And NFTs are ownerships.Of digital assets like pictures,、videos, or clothes,、or shoes that we can wear in the metaverse.
啊、oh, ，我明白了，这个 NFTs 相当于 metaverse 里面你需要穿和用的那些东西。
And it is now bought and sold just like stocks.
哦、oh, ，是吗？这个 NFTs 现在能够像股票一样进行买卖了。那买来干嘛呢
？NFTs would be the clothes that we purchase and buy in the digital world.As I do a business meeting,、travel an alien planet, or become a superhero saving the world in the metaverse.
说的跟真的似的哈，就是这个 NFTs 呢，就是在数字世界里买来之后，在这个 metaverse 里面穿的。比如说你要去开商务会议啊，或者说你要去外星旅行啊，反正你是在 metaverse 里面，对不对？或者还要去拯救世界，你当这个超人的时候，你得有不同的装扮呀，对不对 ？That's funny. 怪不得很多时尚品牌都开始研发这个 metaverse 里面的时尚单品了。哎，我听说好像宜家也投身其中，这个 IKEA 是不是要给虚拟世界做家具呢
？Yeah. So literally,、all of the major fashion brands are now jumping into NFTs to not get behind.
这些大厂，这些 big brands 都怕自己 get behind 落后了哈
So they're now aiming to create digital clothes、not just real ones、To be specific, Adidas and Prada collaborated recently to create a new digital NFT collection, which was sold for $97,550. And that is a year of my tuition.
新鲜啊，这个阿迪和这个 Prada 合作了一款 NFT, 然后卖了$97,550，相当于 Jerry 在杜克大学一年的学费。哎，你们学校学费也太贵了吧。
Yeah, it's crazy.
哎 ,David 上次说他那个加州大学洛杉矶分校一年才$45,000呢。
I mean, it's probably better for him because he's a California resident.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's not the point. 你继续说。Gucci 呢他出了新的这个 NFT 了吗
Gucci, I'm not really interested in fashion, but I know everyone loves Gucci.、
Mm-hmm.
And Gucci has also created a metaverse NFT collection called Super Gucci.
我在那个网上其实看了这个 Super Gucci, 我们可以在这个推送里面加上这些图片哈，大家可以欣赏一下。那 Gucci 呢在 Metaverse 里面推出了一款 NFT 的品牌叫做 Super Gucci, 那 LV 呢、
And Louis Vuitton launched a NFT game called Louis the Game.
那就现在这个 NFT 是有这么火哈。
And to further describe the crazy popularity of NFTsMm-hmm. One of the most renowned ones are called Bored Ape Yacht Club.
Renowned 就是最负盛名的 The most renowned NFTs 叫做 Bored Ape Yacht Club 无聊猿猴游艇俱乐部这是什么样的一个东西
I will attach some images、uh-huh. for the podcast and they just look like crazy rich monkeys pictures
对好大家可以到我们公众号一席文化的本篇推送里看看 Jerry 贴上的这个图片哈那这个 the most renowned NFTs 多少钱一个呢
You are going to be surprised. The cheapest ones cost around $295,000.
Oh my gosh. 有人买吗
Yes, and everyone does. Even celebrities like、uh-huh. Justin Bieber. Bieber is known to possess two Bored Ape together worth around $1.78 million.
Wow, my mind is blown. Justin Bieber 买了两个，花了$1,780,000. That is crazy.
Yes, the world is crazy about NFTs right now.
Mm-hmm.
It gets crazier since these rich people aren't just wasting money.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually a worthy investment.
对于他们来说呢，可能更多的是一种有价值的投资 a worthy investment.
I hope this was a great introduction of Metaverse to you guys. You should definitely further look into it. And、yeah. mark my words, Metaverse is the future of、oh. internet.
要 mark Jerry's words. 记住 Jerry 的话今天我们就 mark 一下。Metaverse is the future of internet. 那好听完今天的节目呢大家有什么想法吗欢迎留言告诉我们。那我们今天就聊到这里。
Thank you.That's always the ending. Thank you for listening to our podcast and have a wonderful rest of the day.、
Mm-hmm. See you next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
Oh. Bye bye.
Everyone deserves a chance to walk with everyone else while holding.